All right. Welcome to Association Chat. This is your online discussion for the association community where we warm ourselves by the virtual fire with the topics of the day, welcoming thought leaders and trailblazers alike to join up in this online home for the community. I'm the host of Association Chat, Kiki Letalian. And before we get started, I wanted to say thank you to the Patreon supporters of Association Chat. It takes many, many hours and lots of technology and coordination and blood, sweat, and tears. Not so much blood and sweat and tears, but it does take a lot of love and time to make all of it come together. And so I appreciate you showing your support. And if you want to find out more about that, you'll see the Patreon information flash at the bottom of the screen as we go along. But I want to ask you this really important question. We've all been exploring all kinds of things in the year 2020, but here we are, you know, it's November. We're in the US, we're getting ready to roll into Thanksgiving, where we are offering our thanks for all kinds of things. And I want to ask you, what does community mean to you in 2020? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and the truth is that community is one of the most important things to me on a regular basis. Today is my birthday, and I thought for Association Chat, what would be better than to bring together all of your favorite online association communities that I could get a hold of and who would agree to come on? And I mean, so I'm very, very excited to have some of the most amazing people who have been working to put together groups that bring all of us together during this very strange and sometimes difficult year. So I'd like to welcome some of our online communities represented today. And as I bring people on, I hope that wherever you are, wherever you're watching, that you begin applauding and cheering wildly as I bring people on representing these different groups. But here they are today. Here we go. You're going to recognize some of these faces as they join us. Yes, look at all of these happy faces. Hello, hello. All right. So welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here today.
Thank you for joining us, Kiki, and happy birthday.
Thank you. It's happy birthday time for me. I'm so excited. Yeah, you know, so this year has been amazing, and we have been bringing groups together, bringing our people together, and all of you have been just doing an amazing job with the communities that you have. Some of you have started communities in this crazy year, but I just want to ask all of you, and I want you to just answer in one word only, nothing else, because we have 10 of us on here right now. If I had to ask you the one word that represents 2020, what would you say? One, two, three.
Grateful.
I love it. If any of you got that, I don't know. but yeah, and that's kind of how it's felt, right? A little bit disruptive, a little bit crazy, and not sure of what exactly I just heard. Pretty sure that I've never heard anything like that before. So what I'm going to do now, this seems a little disjointed, but I'm, you know, pushing the buttons and operating things. I'm going to ask some of you to wait in the green room for a second while I try to bring together the conversation and start with some of these groups that started this year, okay? And first, I want to ask some questions of the text to table group. And then, so I'm going to remove some of you and then I'll bring some of you on. Got it? All right. There's no real, like, there's no, I guess, not awkward way to do this. All right. Oh, here. Okay. So I have a good group of people who have started things this year to talk with me. All right. Okay. So first, let's talk about the wildly successful branding everywhere. Oh my gosh. Let's you know, break the internet. Can we talk about text to table? Like, what is going on? Sean, Dante, it's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Talk to me about what is text to table? Where did it begin? Let's start there.
I can jump in, Sean, if you want.
Go for it.
Text to Table essentially is a platform where four CEOs come together and talk about our various experiences as it relates to the intersectionality of race and leadership. And while it is, the show is mostly centered around Sean Irving Washington and Michelle Mills Clement, we also invite in other Black executives and CEOs to come and talk about their perspectives as well, so that people can see the wide variety of experiences and things that we go through being leaders in the association management field. Sean, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, we launched this not really knowing how it would be received. We launched it because there was a gap. And no one was talking about the issues and the struggles that Black professionals are dealing with. And we threw it out there, and the response was overwhelming from a couple of angles. One, from the perspective of Black professionals who said to us over and over again, thank you so much for doing this. I feel seen. I feel heard. Finally, the things that Black people have been talking about for a long time, we've pulled the curtain back, and we're now showcasing these challenges and issues in a way that our white colleagues could appreciate. And then on the flip side, our white colleagues felt a sense of gratitude by being allowed to hear these conversations. And, you know, for me, most importantly, is I want it to be a community in the sense that everyone's learning from each other, everyone is sharing, and we're using this to have uncomfortable conversations about stuff that we can no longer ignore and act as if this moment isn't before us. So to add to what Dante has said, it's certainly something that, you know, we didn't anticipate blowing up the way it did, but we're going to stick with it as long as people have an interest and continue to feed the beast, as they like to say. And Kiki, you know how that is, because this just doesn't happen by pushing a button. There's lots of behind the scenes stuff going on.
Well, and I wanted to ask all of you that, you know, we, Nicole and Rhonda, we're going to talk about your groups this year and how they started and more about them. But I mean, it is kind of wild how much work goes into to bringing the people together in a year like this one, where I think a lot of people need community more than ever. Like, maybe there's a little bit more responsibility weighing on your shoulders. I can imagine, you know, it's not like another year where you might start something and just feel a responsibility from, maybe we start it, maybe it takes off, maybe it doesn't. This year, it's like people really need you to stay and to keep going on. Can you talk to me a little bit about what you've discovered with that? Is there more of a weight to that, or more, do you feel more of a sense of responsibility with that? And that's for anyone. I know that was a really wild question, but
yeah, no, I think you're right, Kiki. I think because we are not able to kind of be in fellowship in person, and there's so much happening in the environment that's causing us all of this emotional strain, professional strain as well, that we need a place to come to together to be able to talk about various things that are happening in our life. And I think all of these communities represented on today are representing the different things that are impacting our lives in various sectors. So, you know, Text to Table, we're talking about racial injustice. We're talking about systemic racism. You know, other groups are talking about more professional aspects of things and how to navigate your association through these troubling times. So I think you're right. It is essential right now for us to find community in each other and in these various professional and personal groups, because we just can't get it right now in person, you know.
And I think we're all called to set up these groups. And, you know, I want to do a definite shout out to Text to Table. You guys are fabulous. And you should know that my group, we listen to that. And then it is discussed the next morning, and it continues. So thank you for facilitating the hard conversations that then are continued, because you guys are handling some that are a little tougher than others. But it's opening a door, and we're all addressing it. And so I just want to say thank you for following your hearts and opening those conversations and creating a community and a place where that can facilitate, because that's really important.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for saying that. I'll just add to that, you know, in this moment, it was important for all of us to be as vulnerable as we possibly could be. You know, in our relationships with each other, I would say to some extent they're one-dimensional, because we know each other as professionals. We know each other as we connect at professional events. And while we know that everybody has, you know, families and personal lives, it's not very often that we let our guards down to that degree and kind of just open up and just let it all out. And I think Text the Table has allowed, you know, the four of us, me, Dante Shannon, Irving Washington, Michelle Mills Clement, to do that in a way that's very authentic. And I think that's what's connecting with people. So to your point, Nicole, I'm glad that you and your team are getting something from it. And that's part of what we hope to accomplish.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think that, boy, I tell you, Text to Table, first of all, I learn something every single time I participate in one of your discussions. And I just, and mostly I just listen because there's just a lot of conversation there that it's just, it needs to happen. But I think that the value the most value that I can get from it is by being quiet and listening when these conversations are happening. But, you know, Rhonda, you have a new group that you've started, and that's sort of like, that's another approach. That's another, you're coming at it from a whole other angle. So talk to me a little bit about your group.
It is. Thank you so much. And I could not be a bigger fan of all of these groups and, in fact, participate in different ones. And I love how they overlap. You know, it's a great point to make that being a part of a community doesn't mean only one. Right. So Black Brown Professionals is one that was kind of in gestation for like a year. And I think you know this, Kiki. It was something that I felt called to bring into existence for a long time. But to be really honest, I was afraid. And I won't go into all the reasons why I was afraid, but it sat unused and unlaunched for a year before it came into being. And the beauty of 2020, right, if we claim its beauty, and I do, is that there's permission this year, right? There's basically permission to do anything you want to do. Mm-hmm. There's a need and a responsibility. And I really felt convicted that I hadn't started it sooner because the need became so great, so poignant and pressing as Black and Brown professionals were dealing with the emotional toll of everything, right? And of course, everyone's dealing with the emotional toll of this year, but there is a special toll that's being paid right now. And I think Text to Table gives voice to that in one way, and Black Brown Professionals is doing that in another way. I often thought about how there are people of color at all levels and all positions, from entry level to the C-suite, and we're all grappling with racism and other forms of bias and aggression in the workplace. And we need a space that is what I'll call a safe space. So that's what we are. We're a safe space community. We are focused on collective care and individual well-being.
Well, and that's what I like about, you know, in preparing for this, I went through and for the groups that have, you know, an online presence, you know, I asked everyone for their descriptions, which by default, this is about people who have, you know, groups that have an online presence. But I mean, people, groups that have online marketing and branding and websites to go with it. I read the descriptions and, you know, Rhonda, I think that, with the description for your group, it's actually really clear about how people can help. And so I thought that that was actually really, really helpful as a white woman who is looking at what's the best way that I want to join, should I join, what should I do? And I really appreciated the clarity around these are the people that I want to serve in the group. And here's how you can serve if you're not if you don't fit into that criterion. So can you talk to me about what went through your mind on how to figure that out? Because I'm sure that that was also kind of troubling. Like, how do I figure out who I serve with this particular community?
So thank you. Thank you for noticing and appreciating our approach to that. Like all great things, that came about from some collective wisdom, I got help. There is a group of professionals that I bounced this idea off of before launching and who came alongside to uplift it and make it come into being. And one of those people is Irving Washington of Text to Table. I'd reached out for some advice, for some thoughts, and he chatted with me about a group, another kind of race or ethnicity based group in his space, journalists of color. And he told me about that particular point. If it is a group, a safe space group for people of color, it begs the question, right? And he advised me based on what he'd seen with that group to address that head on. He shared with me examples of how they'd approached it and they'd needed to back into that.
Yeah.
So with that advice, we knew at the outset that we needed to address it. We needed to say how our white friends and family and allies could come alongside and support this effort and understand that the nature of this safe space meant that they needed to engage and support us differently in this particular instance.
Yeah, I have to say again, you know, it's been remarkable to see how, even though I know that you were working on this idea for a long time, like it's really interesting to see how these things came together and how they have been an answer to a problem in our time. Like it seems like they are reaching out and coming into existence exactly when they are needed, but it takes people with, I guess, vision and also dedication and the responsibility to bear the weight of making that happen. So I just think that's amazing. Another person who's up here with us today, Nicole, you know, one day I saw that you were inviting people to coffee, to have coffee with you. And the next thing I know, there are these regular coffees with regular, like happening all the time in the morning. And it's like these on LinkedIn, I'm seeing pictures of people going to coffee with Nicole. And so talk to me about your group and how all of that came to be this year.
I would love to. Well, you can tell you, anyone who knows me and everyone on this call knows me. I'm a people person. I'm all about community. I love the association world that we're in. And I had just gotten back from ASAE's Great Ideas Conference in Salt Lake City. And so I just felt the energy of the event of all of the association world together. And then, you know, the month of March happened and April 2nd comes around and we're all going on lockdown. And I'm feeling, okay, how am I going to survive this? It was really self-preservation. And, you know, I'm all about engagement. I work for a marketing and branding website company. Mighty Citizen is all about engagement. I mean, this is what we do. And I just had that undenying feeling of, I'm going to get a Zoom account. I have coffee every morning at 8:30. I'm just going to set it up. And if anybody joins, they join. And it was, I literally had planned that if no one showed up, I was going to take a video of myself singing all by myself. And that day had yet to happen. I mean, the beauty of this event is it was a gut instinct that I acted on, which I typically don't do. I typically overanalyze it for 3 years and then make it happen. And this, it came, I acted, and boom, here it is. We have on average 20 people. They rotate in. Sometimes we have people who have been there since the beginning. Other people join on Wednesday or Thursday. And, you know, it's some people, Ben Muscolino joins 5 minutes before the call ends due to his schedule. It's like an open house. And it really has no agenda. It's the easy thing you can do. But it's really created an environment where we can address issues head on. We can have laughs. We can connect with new people. We have people have found jobs and we've connected people through employment through this. Education has come out of it. ASAE has sat on there and the whole Reggie Henry demo days came from that morning coffee. He happened to join on and we're like, you know what we need right now? This is what we need. And he made it happen. And so there's been so much of that. And we've celebrated together, birthdays and new career journeys, and we've mourned with each other, all different, the deaths and the social injustice that's been happening. We've had the hard conversations that Thank You Text to Table has started, and then it continues. And, you know, we really handle it all together, and it is a safe space, like Rhonda said in her group. It's a non-judgment zone, and there are times when we might not agree on things, but it's handled with diplomacy and the ability that everybody is allowed to have their own opinion. And we really just support each other. I mean, there have been some pretty hard, vulnerable conversations on there where, you know, when you're at your job and it's just not happening the way that you want it to happen, and you need your community to support you. Mm-hmm. So it's been very uplifting. And I honestly am like, when I started it, I had no idea that it would be continuing to go on every Monday through Friday for half an hour every day. But every time I've thought, oh, maybe we should make this, you know, once a week or twice a week, inevitably someone without being prompted says, you know, this is why I get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think the support that we provide each other, the insight that we provide each other, we just I love to watch when a new question comes on and all of a sudden it pings around the Zoom meeting to, oh, you should do this. What about this idea? And it's like a think tank. It's amazing how we solve problems and things get implemented. And from this call, you know, there's been some spinoffs and it's been great. I had people who said, I just can't get up. I can't get up for an 8:30 meeting. So we have a happy hour on Wednesday. And again, they're just easy get-togethers. The real insight was to kind of create that feeling you get at the coffee pot at an event. You know, you walk up, you have no idea what you're going to get into as a conversation. It could be about the weather. It could be about the family or the upcoming holiday, or it could be man, I'm really struggling with my virtual meeting, or I'm really struggling with my AMS, or how do I get people to renew? When do I start? You know, so it's one of those conversations every single morning. And it really, I've been down and the call brings me right back up. So
that's so cool. You know, I have to say that because Association Chat has been around for as long as it has, I always feel like, I want to go and be a part of everything that's happening, but I'm kind of afraid of just showing up. I should probably like create like a little like alter ego like type of person that shows up and stuff, because I don't. I just want to join. Like, I want to be a part of it and see what's going on and not carry everything that goes along with people who already, you know, connect me with other stuff. And so anyway, that's all to say that I've wanted, you know, I've reached out and I know.
So, but and anybody is welcome. So how I marketed it was strictly through a Facebook post and on LinkedIn. I said, if you're in the association industry and you want this link, here it is, join. And I've had, you know, a lot of people that we've invited that have never showed up. And then I've had people who showed up and said, I was really scared to show up because I didn't know what it would be like. And then when they joined, they were like, this is the most, it's just welcoming, and they come back. So anyone's welcome. If they want to PM me to get the join information, we're happy to have it and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
So it's the LinkedIn information. Check out your LinkedIn profile. They can reach out to you and they can get the information. Okay. Absolutely. And then I put up texttotable.com. And I didn't have Rhonda's link, but Rhonda, when they want to reach out to you, I know that this is on Facebook. So is this what they need to type into Facebook to get there?
That's right. If you just type that in, you'll find it. There's a page and a group there, and certainly all are welcome. We're a baby group. We're about 3 months old. And so we're still figuring out and listening to determine what we're going to be when we grow up, how we will exist. Do we need a website? All those things. But most importantly, it's a great place to have your cup replenished. It's a space for talking about marginalization when it happens, but it's not mainly about that. It's mainly about replenishing and cultivating joy and well-being and happiness to, you know, that armor that you need sometimes. It's the space where you don't have to worry about code switching and things like that. And I just have to give a quick shout out to Tamla Blaylock and Danielle Barron, who are my fellow administrators of the group. Hey, guys.
Well, and I also,
if I may, I was just going to chime in for Nicole and Rhonda specifically and just say that, you know, what you're doing is equally as important, and there's space for all of these communities. You know, there's something for everyone, and giving people the choice to participate how they want, when they want. And it also speaks to, you know, this year there's been so much that has happened, and, you know, the disruption has been unreal in so much of what we're faced with. However, if we take a moment, and as we get ready to enter, you know, this week of Thanksgiving, you know, it's important to also recognize that there's so much good that has come out of this as well. You know, if this were last year, I'm not sure that Text to Table would have launched. You know, I'm not sure that your communities would have launched. So it's about timing, and it's about how do we turn so much negative stuff into something positive so that we can all get something from it. So thank you for that as well.
I love this. So, I am so impressed by all of you. Now I'm going to do the awkward switch into trying to bring on some of our other group hosts. And so I might bring, if you're able to stick around, I might bring some of you up in a little bit. So thank you so much for talking.
I'll hang out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
So I want to ask all of you who are watching right now, what do you think? Have you seen anything that you think you absolutely need to join that you didn't know about before? Type into the comments. Tell me what you're going to be joining or what you're going to be checking out soon as I bring up some additional guests here. All right. Oh, and I have one more. Okay. I think I have my next group number two. Yeah, and I have to say, it is, I discovered something about StreamYard. So Sherry Singer, who is watching right now, is supposed to be one of the people in the group with us, and so is Jim Thompson from Healthy by Association. And then we have Sherry Singer, who was going to talk about DC idea swaps. And I can't fit anyone else into the green room. There's no way for me to let anyone else into the green room. So Jim, if you're watching, and Sherry, I know you're over here because you commented, I don't know what to do. I can't let anybody else. So please, please, we'll have to do a round two of this idea. I don't want to wait for my birthday next year to make it happen either. So we have Marjorie, we have Dina, we have Lowell, we have Maggie, we have Cecilia, and all of these people on with me are all the leaders for the groups that they also have, communities that they've pulled together for different purposes. And so Marjorie, I see you're right, and you're wearing your logoed item. I'm so excited to have you here. Look at it. I don't know why I didn't remind everyone, if you have logo items, to just bring them with you, but it's amazing that you have that. And I want a sweatshirt. I'm really jealous. So Community by Association, you can check it out, communitybyassociation.com. Marjorie, talk to us about Community by Association.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Kiki, and happy birthday to you. Community by Association 2018 is when it really was started. And it started out of a need to find information about online communities in the association and nonprofit space. So I started in community in 2013 and didn't know anything about it or, you know, how to manage an online community, what one was. And so I found a lot of information out there about online communities in general, but then I had questions. How do you involve your chapters? How do you navigate volunteer boards? How do you integrate online community with your live events, those types of things? And so as I went on this quest for finding information, it was pretty scarce. I found Maggie's blog, which was a godsend at the time. There wasn't really much else out there. So I started this blog and started sharing what I was learning back in 2018. And then in 2019, I thought, well, you know, there are probably folks who are having the same sort of challenges as me. So let's bring them together in a space and see if we can learn from one another. So I started the Community by Association Network, which was a community that used to live on Mighty Networks. We just recently migrated over to CrowdStack. But, you know, as that year went on, and as I was starting to talk to some of the community members and the people within the association and community profession, I still felt like there was a bit of a gap. So what we have done is, or what I've done is I've taken Community by Association to the next level. And what I really hope community by association turns out to be is like the definitive source and resource in a vendor agnostic setting for those who work in community for associations and nonprofits. Because what I found over the summer, as I was talking to other professionals in this space, is that they're getting their information from the vendors who host their online communities. And there's not anything wrong with that, but that information may skew a little towards that particular platform versus overall, these are the things that you need to be looking out for to manage your online community. And I also want to make sure that associations and nonprofits take the time to understand that their biggest investment in online community is not the technology, it's the people who run the online communities. It's community management professionals who've trained and know this information like the back of their hand. That's where your greatest investment starts, and then the rest just follows if you allow them to come in and do the work that they're so passionate about. So that's pretty much community by association in a nutshell, and that's where we are today.
So when people go to communitybyassociation.com, which you should, everyone, when they go over there, you know, what are they going to find? What's the easiest? What's the on-ramp to becoming more involved?
So there's a couple of things. If you go to communitybyassociation.com, I just redid the website. So at the top, you'll see a community tab, and that community tab will have a dropdown where it says join the community. And all you have to do is register, and that immediately gets you into the Community by Association network. There's no fee to join. All you have to do is register. What we're also doing is there are ways for associations to connect to community management professionals who do this work for a living where they may be having challenges. We are piloting a community by association consultant network, which will connect associations and nonprofits to consultants who have association and nonprofit experience in building online communities that can help them with the challenges they may be having around strategy, or they need a community audit or things like that. There's also a link right at the top of the page that says work with us. We're happy to collaborate with anyone who is looking to, you know, build better partnerships from a community standpoint as well. So that's just the start of it. We'll also be launching a job board this week that will allow community professionals who are looking for work to upload a resume and search for jobs there as well. So those are just a couple of ways.
Well, and for anyone who wants to know more about Marjorie herself, you should actually follow her on social media, because you've been getting quite the profile. You have been going out doing your own interviews. You're like, you have like, I can't even keep up with all of this stuff that you're doing actually. But I know that you've been, I mean, really, really active out there, and the work that you've done with PMI is amazing. So I just have to say, thank you for just continuing to inspire. You know, someone else that actually two someone else's who are on here right now have been doing some amazing things as well. They've been working on content for them. I'm trying to get the banner to match with when I'm introducing you, and it's just not working. So sorry for that really weird, long drawn out intro. But Dina and Maggie, could you talk to me a little bit about Content Forum? What is it all about? Who is this for? And how have you been bringing community together in 2020?
Yeah, thanks, Kiki, for having us, and happy birthday again.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to celebrate that a lot today.
I do too.
But it's great to be here with all these other folks. I've already learned so many things already about community ideas. So Content Forum was started in May of 2019, and it is for anyone in associations and nonprofits that want to do content strategy, are doing content strategy, curious about content strategy. And the genesis of it really is I've been working my whole career in associations and always with content in some way, everything from magazine publishing to conferences to education to chapters, all kinds of things. So when I started consulting in web and content strategy work, it's always been just me with my own company. So I can only work with so many people in that format. So I was looking for some way that I can kind of preach the gospel of content strategy and empower people about content strategy. And community was really the way to do that. So the genesis of that idea was like in 2017, 2018. Then I was fortunate to work with Hillary Marsh and Carrie Hain on the ASA Research Foundation project on content strategy. So that was also just another great timing point. And I really want it to be a space where people can not only get resources about content strategy, but feel comfortable asking questions about it and learning about it, or, you know, bragging about successes that they've had. So that's really kind of what we're trying to create there. And of course, when I knew I wanted to do this, as Marjorie said, I reach out for somebody like Maggie. And she was just such a pro and so helpful in just kind of taking a vision and helping to make it a reality.
Yeah, so for Dina and Maggie, let's hear from you. So have you been hearing from people this year more than in previous years, or have you noticed that there's been an uptick in, I don't know, this quest for a community? Because I definitely have seen in different areas where it is like people are kind of testing the waters to see, okay, is this where I belong? Is this where my conversation is going to be? And have you seen people sort of testing the waters with that, or tell me what you have seen? I don't want to lead the witness here, but I guess I was.
I definitely see a trend in like niche communities. And I think a lot of it, you know me and my hatred and distrust of Facebook. And I think, you know, since the whole sort of the Cambridge Analytica and the distrust of Facebook and all, you know, Facebook going from being just sort of untouchable to all of a sudden being scrutinized constantly in the media, and also just so big and so crowded and, you know, being driven by algorithms, where people have been really wanting that more kind of intimate, protected kind of space. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we talk about, you know, the safe spaces and being able to connect around a certain topic. And to me, part of that is also about feeling safe on the platform and, you know, with the technology that you're using to host your community. And so I definitely think, and I just think the trend also kind of goes along with sort of, you know, podcasting has been, you know, kind of having a huge resurgence, newsletters. So just that, you know, sort of going from like big, huge social to kind of more intimate and more specialized, and especially over, you know, the past year with so much, you know, with COVID, with so much civil unrest and just so much emotion and just really, you know, important issues, where social media platforms have become kind of so divisive, and community is providing just like a respite for that and a place where people can have authentic connections, you know, on their own terms, you know, within a place that's not just, you know, out in the open. You know, a subject to sort of the peanut gallery being thrusting themselves in the middle.
I've definitely I'm getting a little bit of feedback. I've definitely seen the same sort of thing where it seems like, you know, people are pushing and pushing and pushing back on, I don't want more of the Facebook stuff. Definitely, I think because even more so, not just because of the documentary that came out, that if people weren't already on top of what was going on with the way that their data was being used, seeing how just purposeful the company has been in sort of selling off pieces of their data and then changing their lives because of the interactions that they control. It's a little bit disturbing, but these private communities that we have, even, you know, they are sort of these little safety zones where people can go and they can feel at least like they can trust the people around them a little bit more. They know who they're talking to and what they're talking about. And to talk about the technology behind where we trust that we go, where we have that little gathering, is an interesting discussion. I can say that with Association Chat's most active community is on, it is a Facebook group. And how many times, Maggie, you know, I've been like stressed out about that for years, plural. And have a Mighty Networks, I call it my colony on the moon. I have the colony on the moon just in case it all falls apart. There's a place where people are right now, ready to go. But it is kind of crazy. I think my little colony on the moon now has over 100 people there who at some point has said, they've told themselves, yeah, I'm not sure if Facebook's for me anymore. Yeah, so so that's kind of, that's a whole other discussion. But it is something, it is a discussion worth having. So maybe a future episode of Association Chat. Lol, oh my gosh. Okay, Association Rockstars. Association Rockstars. It's an Association Rockstar talking about Association Rockstars.
Right, it's so meta.
I know, I couldn't.
No, last time I was on Association Chat, I believe I was interviewing the Association Rockstar.
I know, and that was a really smart idea. I said, I think that was the lowest attendance that we ever had. No, that's not true, but it was close. So that's what we know about. That's all we need to know about that. But yes, I think that was the last time. How have you been? Let's talk about Association Rockstars. Okay. Here's what I know. Association Rockstars, and you've been doing this with Amy Hager, who is also someone who I was hoping to join on in the last half of this hour, but can't get in the room. You and Amy Hager have been inviting Association Rockstars and interviewing them in this Facebook group, and it's mostly a Facebook group, right?
There's also a YouTube channel, and there's also a podcast that it all goes to as well. So if you want to consume media where you like, it's all available those places too.
But the community part of it is happening on
Facebook. The community part is in Facebook.
Okay. So talk to me about the idea behind it. What are you trying to do? Who is it for? Lay it on us, Lowell.
Like many of these groups that developed, I'd say over the past 9 months, and a lot of what I was seeing in our community during that time were places where people were seeking hope, right? And so they were looking for places of strength. And what they were recognizing were organizations that were doing really innovative and amazing things to try to help their community or try to help their industry during this time. But what I didn't see a lot of was the recognition of individuals, right? Mm-hmm. And in general, our community is not great at that. I mean, we have a few awards that happen here or there, but in terms of those that we should recognize, not just those that like serve on ASAE's board, which is amazing, right? Not just those that hold the upper echelon, but those that are rock stars, that are making amazing things happen, that are inspirational to others, that are should be people we look up to and we emulate and we learn from. It didn't feel like we have enough platforms out there for that. And so that's really the reason of starting Association Rockstars, is just to try to say, can we look across the spectrum? We're very intentional in trying to have really diverse in so many different categories, different amazing association partners and executives and leaders on to just spend 15 to 20 minutes and learn about them, right? Not about their organization, not about like their organization's mission, but about them. Like, what has their journey been? Like, what are their qualities, leadership? What is their vision for the future? And the hope is that by like elevating these people that have given so much and have done so much and inspire so much, that hopefully we in turn feel inspired, that we in turn, all of us feel like we want to be rock stars. I mean, I learned from every single one of them. It's a really nice community that's grown by hundreds over the past few months. And people now from the community actually help recommend, like, who else should we talk to? Who else should we bring on? And hopefully it's something that seeds just each other recognizing one another, you know, for what we bring to the table. And it's one small piece, but I think it'd be hopefully a full community effort.
Yeah. You know, what I've seen, I've been really excited to see so many different groups, you know, starting up and approaching things in a different way. Everyone has a niche or a different area where it's like there's a need right here. We're going to focus. And I think that your focus on identifying the humans behind all of these different roles that we see in the community and really hearing their stories, it's fascinating. And I think that, you know, while there are a million different ways to educate yourself, one of the things that you really focus on is that human side of the people that our colleagues and the people that we meet at like ASE annual or something like that. And that's been a really exciting thing to see.
You know, we've started ending each conversation. I always tell the people I'm talking to that I give them questions that like are outlined that we're going to talk about, and I never stick to the questions because it changes based on what they're saying.
Yeah.
The question we've started using at the end lately has been, what is the legacy you want to leave behind, right? Like we have like reflective time, what has been your journey? Especially that such powerful question, which I think Juan Amador gave me. I think he may have gotten it from Susan Neely or Arlene Pytranton, right? But that projective question, right? And for each of us, like, what is the mark we're looking to make, not just for our families, not just for our livelihood, but on the community that we're serving by whatever role we're playing in that community, that giving attention to that, I actually think that is one of the most inspirational parts to others. And it's been really nice to hear that, and frankly, to like get the wisdom from so many of these other communities on here today to bring to the table.
Absolutely. Well, okay. So there's another person on here who I've known for a long time. I don't want to say how long. It might be almost as dangerous as sharing with people which birthday of this that I'm having.
That's a good point, Kiki.
Yes, I know. But so Cecilia, your partner in crime isn't here with you today. Not that she'd probably be able to fit into the green room, but she's not here with you today. But you have several things that you're doing, but you have started this interview series that has been bringing people to your table. And I'm sure, you know, and I want to actually get into this where it's talking a little bit about a new slant to that, new types of interviews that you're having that are really helpful for the community. But first, before I get ahead of myself, talk to me a little bit about chatting with Agnes and Cecilia.
I love nothing better than chatting about chatting, as I call it. So Agnes and I have known each other for a few years now, and we used to have these great in-depth conversations. Mm-hmm. And I said to her one day, you know, we have so much learning and ahas in our conversations, we should start recording these and sharing them with other people. So that's exactly what we did. So I tell people, if you want a good laugh besides seeing our new blooper reel, go watch the very first episode and then watch the most recent one. You see how far we've come. So that's why we did it. And one of the other things that is very important to both Agnes and I, and hi, Agnes, I'm sorry you can't be here today.
Hi, Agnes, I'm sorry you can't be, and Sherry and Jim. And
yes, well, Agnes has a little different schedule right now. So yes. That's another reason she can't be here today, but she's here in spirit always with me. And one of the other things, what we wanted to do with chatting with Agnes and Cecilia, which also kind of propels our work in the community of associations and nonprofits, is bringing people together and showing us what we have in common and mm-hmm. not what makes us different. Because there's so much more that we have in common. We're talking about all these different communities, and what they all have in common is they're people coming together to support each other and share what they know or maybe get their questions answered. There's so many different ways to do that. There's so many topics, so many options, so many ways to do that. And so one of the other things we committed to this year in 2020 with chatting with Agnes and Cecilia is having more international guests, because mm-hmm. what we are finding, especially during the pandemic, is we are all human. We are all going through very similar experiences, whether or not you're at an NGO or whether you're in an association, or some of the people we interview are not even from our community, so to speak, as being nonprofits, but they have something to share. So we've interviewed people who work at universities. We've interviewed engineers who build free housing to give back to their community. We've interviewed the former chief of police of the Nigerian police force because he is now a person who teaches leadership skills. And he led the family, not just the people in his department. So just so many of these things. How are we leading? How are we connecting? Where's these commonalities that we can find and help each other? And another thing Agnes supports me in, but can't always participate in, is what we call nonprofit executive spotlight, which is a way to uplift the people in our community who are in transition, who are looking for that next opportunity, who may have had their job eliminated due to budget because of the pandemic. And so that's another thing we like to do. We want to feature these people and try to help get their name out there because they're looking for that next opportunity, not because they did a bad job, but just because the pandemic smacked their association upside the head. And that's happened to a lot of people. And we believe in that very much. And so that's what we're always trying to do with Chatting with Agnes and Cecilia, is not just focus on us, but also to, you know, to show what other people are doing, how they're doing it. And again, that commonality. Kiki and I met many years ago. I'll just say, leave it at that. We were both component relations professionals. And so Kiki and I both still have a love for that in that community and how we build those networks and share the information, connect the people. And we actually, the very first time Kiki and I met was over lunch with Cynthia Dalmore, who was also a CRP at the time. And Kiki and I were both trying to be so cool. Oh, it's so nice to meet you.
And which is always a failure on my part. I don't know about you, but whenever I'm trying to be cool.
We were like trying to be cool. Yeah. And we both failed miserably after about 3 minutes. And we were both like fangirls, you know. And how were we fangirls? Because we followed each other through our community, even though we hadn't met in person. And so these communities are so important for that, not just for sharing ideas, but just for finding each other. And so by finding each other, I've actually met some really cool people that are on, have been on our show, because Agnes and I both use all of our networks. And so she has some different networks than I do. So we have all these different people on. I've met some really cool people, had some fun, connected with them on LinkedIn or Facebook or other things. And so, and Nicola Ruggia, who was on earlier, the Association Coffee, I'm in that group too. And one of the things that came out of that was Nonprofit Executive Spotlight. So again, the power of community. And then also I do a virtual idea salon once a month where we talk about anything but the pandemic or the association world. So we'll talk about all different kinds of things. And people who've participated in that have said, this is that opportunity to talk about the stuff I don't get to talk about anymore because I can't go around people as much as I used to. So the book clubs maybe aren't meeting. You can't go have a cup of coffee. You can't go to that happy hour down at the bar and have those kind of conversations. So I love that there are so many people. First of all, I know everybody on this call, which is great, but also shows you how many centuries I've been around. But also, I'm friends with almost everybody on this call. So I consider you all a friend, but some of the people I've met recently, you know, maybe you're still the judgments out on that. But the thing is, I know all of you. I like all of you. I've connected with all of you. So I think that what we need to keep doing is leading as individuals, and like what Lowell's doing with Association Rockstars is fabulous, because he's absolutely right. There's so many of us out there doing these cool things, and maybe we have these conversations one-on-one, and we just don't know what everybody's doing that's so cool out there. So looking at this conversation, all these great ideas, it reminds me of the CAE study groups that I've been working with this year. I've organized a lot of those. So that's another way we're bringing people together and helping people. And it's another way not just to help people and connect, but also to uplift our profession of nonprofit management and, mm-hmm. and to make our future as a profession better.
So, okay. So I want to try to bring up the people, and those of you who have just been kind of hanging out in the green room, and you know, I can see you even when you're not up here. So if you're on your phone, Sean, go ahead and get off the add you on here. So, wow. I don't know about everyone else, but did I get everyone? Let me go ahead and check. Yes. I don't know about all of you watching, but are you just inspired by all of the stories that you're hearing. This is all happening in our association industry, in our great big association industry. All of these groups are happening right now, meeting and gathering and inspiring each other and supporting each other. And so I actually have a few questions I want to try to fit in here at the end, because guess what? It's my birthday and I have a chance to do it. So I'm going to. And that is, okay, one of the questions has to do with Myers-Briggs, because I'm curious about the type of people who bring communities together, like the type of people who feel drawn to do this. Is there a trend? Is there a theme? What are we going to see? The answer may be no, but the answer may be yes. So let's find out. So Marjorie, I'm going to ask you, what is your Myers-Briggs?
INTJ.
INTJ. Okay, wait a second. Let me keep track. Those of you playing at home, if you want to write down as we're going along. Dina?
I am also an INTJ, but I'll also share when I was at the Center for Creative Leadership, when I was with the American Chamber of Commerce executives, mm-hmm. kind of ranked at this 0-0 scale where I could like either be like completely an extrovert or completely an introvert, depending on the circumstance. So
that's kind of exciting. You must, I mean, you're probably a lot of fun to drink with, is what I Who's Dina today? We are, let's see.
Okay, it sounds a little Three Faces of Eve, but
okay. Yeah, right. Lowell, what is your Myers-Briggs?
ENFJ.
ENFJ, okay. And Maggie? Oh, you're on mute. You're not good either, or she doesn't want me to know.
Hold on, I muted because all I remember is the I. I don't remember what the other ones are. It's I and something, something.
Okay.
Whatever the antisocial so, rare so. On it.
I feel like you're probably an INTJ, right. Maggie.
Cecilia, what are you?
Well, as usual, I'm not like everyone else. I'm an ENTP.
ENTP. Okay.
And I'm also Ron. For building what Dina said about her other rating.
Right.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Rhonda?
Mine is INFJ.
Ooh, I think I knew that. Okay. Sean?
I am bouncing off the walls because I've not been around so many other eyes.
I know.
So when Marjorie said what she said, I was like, yes, I'm also an INTJ.
So oh my goodness.
Raise the roof on that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think we're starting to see a trend, everyone. I think so. Okay. Nicole.
Okay, I'm going to burst everyone's bubble and say that I took this a long time ago and cannot, I have no idea what I am. I can't remember what it is.
But we'll assign it. You're an INTJ. No, I'm just kidding.
I would love to get guesses. I bet Lowell could guess it, and then I'll take the test and I'll post it and let you know what it is.
I'll definitely say Nicole's an E and an F. I will tell you those two for sure.
Okay. We have to find out.
Any other guesses? Because I will follow up on this.
I don't know, but I'll follow up too.
Okay.
And Dante.
I am an ISTJ, but I am on the borderline of N and S.
Oh, interesting.
So nobody else is an E?
So I'm an INFJ too.
Okay, right.
I'm an INFJ too. So that is very strange, I think. That there is a trend there, I think, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how's everyone feeling? Oh, and there are guesses actually out. Sherry says she thinks that you're an ENFJ, Nicole.
Okay, I am going to follow up with this, guys. And by the way, I don't know, I'll email or I will let Kiki know or post it on association chat.
You'll announce it on the coffee chat and people
I'll
have
do
to
it on the coffee chat.
And
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. That's a great idea.
So and Jeanette says, I'm an INFJ. I feel like that's why I love all these groups. So inspiring to see so many leaders who are eyes. So, you know, it is kind of interesting to see. And Bruce says this group represents a huge step forward for associations, association stakeholders, and those who work with associations. Oh, and here we have, I love this discussion. I'm an ENFP. Fascinating. Yeah, you know, I was curious about that because there's something that over the years, you know, it's fascinating to me that we can be so extroverted in some types of communication and prefer to keep things at a distance, sort of. And so,
yeah.
For me, I think Sean, you were talking about this earlier, and I can't remember if we were actually, it was before the show or after the show started, but you know, feeling comfortable and having there's a little bit like a layer, like a little bit of distance to kind of think through and sort of have some space to yourself. Do you all feel this way too? It's like, I think it's interesting that we're bringing people together and yet we're also kind of keeping our distance at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. I always think of it as, you know, I always tell people I'm a great party host. I throw a mean dinner party, but if you invite me to your dinner party, I will probably be in the corner talking to the dog. But there's something wonderful about bringing people together and watching them make their own connections with one another and being able to find their own people, as long as you're orchestrating that environment and being able to provide that environment for people that is so fulfilling that you don't need to be in the mix of it. You're just fascinated at seeing people being able to find their place. And for me, that's the most rewarding part of community building. It's not, I don't need to be in the mix of it, but I like to see people find exactly where they fit so that they feel that sense of belonging. And I don't need to be at the center of that.
Also, knowing many of these. A little different.
Sorry, Lowell.
Go ahead.
Now, I also think it's different based on scenario. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, you could put me in a room of 20,000 association industry people, and I would feel right at home and walk in and make friends with as many as I could possibly make friends with. But I really don't want to go to the mall, and not just during COVID, but like anytime. Like, I hate public places like that. Like, I'll go to a concert because it's something that I'm doing with friends, but I don't want to be out there with everybody. It's very different scenario type.
I was going to say, you know, that where Sean and Dante started, where they talked about the vulnerability they bring to text to table, mm-hmm. is I actually think that throughout all of these communities, there's a depth of care that each of us are bringing. And that whether you're extra or introvert, right, it's the care of others, the care of this community, that's what makes this successful. That's what makes it real. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it hopefully the space and not the mall. But it's the care we each bring.
Well said.
Well, so this has been so exciting, and I wish we could continue talking forever today because I'm having so much fun. But you know, for me to be able to talk with all of you and to hear what you're doing and to see what you're doing, and the reason why I was able to reach out to all of you is because it has been so visible. So many people have been talking about the work that you're doing, and I do say work because it takes work. That takes time and discipline and money and energy and effort that is above and beyond all of the things that you're doing already. And each and every single one of you on this meeting today, on this session today, each and every single one of you already are hardworking people. I already know that. I already know that you are working hard and barely have time anyway. And then you add these things on top of it. And so the first thing I want to say as we wrap things up is thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the work that you're doing to bring people together at a time that I think, you know, we always need community. But this year, especially, you know, in a time like this, and not just because of the pandemic, but because of the way that our society is changing and where the world is, the fact that we need trusted places we can go where people can connect. I think the work of having community right now is very important work that is holy and that we need to hold on to. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. The second thing that I want to say is I want to see if we can somehow connect more after this, as as community leaders. And anyone who's watching this too, who maybe I don't know about your community, or maybe you couldn't get past the green room today and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But what we were talking about before this is, you know, almost like a phone tree. I would really love it if some of the community leaders could come together and let's connect and talk and help promote each other's stuff and all of that, because I think that, you know, we need to make things easier for people to find their tribes, you know? And so if we all do that, then we'll reach the right people.
Right.
So that's my birthday request. I'm not afraid to ask. I just asked. For So that's what we can do. Yes. And, you know, gratitude. For those of you who are watching in the United States or even outside of the United States who want to celebrate Thanksgiving with us, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'm so thankful to all of you. So thank you to all of the leaders who were able to join me today.
And thank you for organizing. And I want to express my gratitude, not just to you, Kiki, but to everyone that is participating with us today. There's so much to be thankful for. And this has been a lot of fun. So thank you all.
Yes, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm extremely grateful for all of you.
Ah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Ah, can you believe it? This is the best birthday ever. Okay. I know. I'm a little bit ridiculous, but just bear with me. We're almost to the end. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us today. You know, I hope you learned something special, something helpful, and that you found a place where you can maybe test out some of these different groups. Go and check them out. Go join Nicole's Coffee. Go find out what Association Rockstars are up to. If community is your thing, you know, check out Community by Association. All of the other groups, Text to Table, Black and Brown, there are all different types of groups that you need to check out. I am going to post the contact information that I have for each of these groups on the Association Chat website at associationchat.com. They've all sent me their information. So when the replay is available and I can download it, I'm going to upload it to associationchat.com along with the contact information and the links that I have. And then that way, hopefully it'll make it easier for people to find the groups that they're interested in if you heard about one of the groups and didn't get it down while we were talking today. 2020 has been a wild ride and we're not quite over with it yet, but in coming together with community and finding other voices, other people that we can connect with, we can do so much more together than we can when we're apart. So every week I always close with the same sort of closing. And if you know it, then say it along with me. But until next time, everyone, keep asking questions to learn every day. As Joseph Campbell once said, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. Have a great week, everyone. Yay. And that's the cheers.